Homesteading, latest buzzword all over social media, but what is it, Katie?
Homesteading is where you try to be as self-sufficient as possible. And you're seeing it all over social media. Like they'll say, you know, it's a commonplace as stay-at-home girlfriend, stay-at-home wife, homesteading. It's like, I'm a homesteader's wife or I'm a homesteader. And it's where you basically are leaving zero carbon footprint. And it is incredibly hard to do.
It's also, though, isn't it, like you said, you're not depending on the outside world. So when the worst happens and something happens, like, you know how I always say with the world.
Okay, doomsday.
That's what it is, though. It's like, so you can
live off the grid.
Live off your own. In fact, you remember the little meeting that I went to? The
cult meeting, yeah.
Well, it wasn't.
It was the Leather Apron Society.
The Leather Aprons.
Yes. They had their whole area. That's what they do. Like,
oh, homesteading.
Homesteading. Yeah. So they're homesteaders.
Cool. All right.
They have the big gardens and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like the doom and gloom aspect of it. I think it's just returning to an easier, simpler time.
Well, I think it's a good idea to be self-sufficient as much as possible. Well, yeah.
Our church does that.
Your religion doesn't, aren't they big into canning and preparing for the end of the world?
Well, they don't say that, but they say we should have a year's supply of food and we should have a certain amount of money in the bank. And it's legal to have a certain amount of fuel. Like, so if anything were to happen, even just losing your job, you can, you know, have that to be self-sufficient. They're big on being self-sufficient. I'm like, rather not.
But Jared's like, can somebody do it for me?
But I do have the year supply of food.
You guys probably do it more naturally with the canning and stuff, but I did buy my first emergency food kit that lasts for 30 days.
Good.
You know, the kit?
Yes.
You can buy those kits.
Did you get that from Costco?
They had them there, and that's what gave me the idea. But then when I went back, they don't have them anymore. So I just got it off online.
There's tons of places now that have those to make it a lot easier, and the food's actually good.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, if you're a homesteader or you're trying to homestead, it's to reduce your waste and your footprint. And I feel like I'm kind of like a pretend homesteader.
You are pretend.
I dabble. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's lots of things that I do, but then I get tired of it, and then I'm like, whoa, it's so much easier.
She recycles her wine bottles.
I do. I can use them.
Such a homesteader.
To fill them up, and then you shove them into a plant, and then you don't have to water them for a while.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
So there, look at that.
And we did see your garden with all the fungus.
You did. That's not my fault. The mold, the slime mold was not my fault.
Crazy. Oh, that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. She had a toilet in her backyard.
So overblown and ridiculous. It was during a remodel, and we got a new toilet. Okay.
Yeah.
Stay it was there
funny,
for
though,
half of a
pulling
second.
Up and seeing a toilet in the backyard at your house.
Well, there.
Out of context, it looked funny.
Yeah, out of context. So you can compost, and we. Shut up. I'm sorry that we don't pay people to come over and do all of our hard work.
That's not true. All of the. I do.
We didn't get around to it, okay?
What is the opposite of homesteader? That's
what's
Jason.
That?
No, it's not. I constantly do work around the house. The only thing I don't do is cut the grass. Because I don't have one of those big lawnmowers.
Oh, I got you.
But I do everything
else.
You'll
take too much time for his huge yard. For his multi-acres.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Jason actually does do a lot of like weird, odd jobs.
Yeah, you pull weeds and stuff at like
1 in the morning.
Ask
my neighbor. Call him up.
That's because he is OCD. That's why.
Didn't you just sand and resand and restain your kid's
twice.
Huge playground set.
Twice?
Yes, because the first time when I did it at 1 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't see the way I was doing it. I messed the whole thing up, so I had to re-sand the whole thing again.
No thanks.
And let me tell you, a playground is awful. Don't ever do it.
I would never even think to do it.
I would never think to do it.
Guys, it just looks bad now.
I just say, a few hours of work, 30 hours later.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would say wear jeans because you're going to just get a splinter. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm not sanding that for you. Mm-mm. Play outside. See, you're raising someone soft.
No.
That's
what it is. Definitely. Your kids are going
to
be the softest.
You have to sand it so the stain absorbs into the wood.
Oh, you have to stain it?
Yes. Or
Daddy,
I
don't
apart.
Like the stain, Daddy.
Yeah, because your HOA says.
No.
Your kids are, my kids too, but your kids are definitely going to be soft.
Travel knives? What the hell?
Travel knives.
That to me makes way more sense.
Katie takes travel, if you're new to the show,
yes.
A set of travel knives with her. Because she doesn't like the way some knives tear her meat.
Yes.
No. Yes. But also, when you go into a beach house and we cook every single night.
Beach house? Like you get a whole house?
Yes, a whole house.
Oh, man. It must be nice.
We have like 14 people that we go with.
We go with one room for 14 people.
Oh, well.
Katie and Jason, the wealth wars.
Oh, please. Please.
The homesteaders.
Anyway.
Who can cover up their wealth the best?
Gosh. That'd be a good show.
We all spend it different ways, Squid. Okay? We all spend it different ways.
Yeah. Katie used to be poor like you, Squid.
Mm-hmm. Listen to me. I don't buy 47 TVs for my house. I just spend my, like you do, I spend my money differently.
TVs are cheap now, though. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You have like a $100,000 kitchen, and I have a TV that's $200. A little different.
Okay.
And I love your kitchen. It's amazing.
Can we get back to the homesteaders,
please? You took a shot at me for no reason. I was trying to make you relate to Squid. I remember you've been through that. You've gone
to... I'm also twice his age.
I know. Yes. I didn't want to say that part.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, and Jason has never felt it because he's always been, you know, his dad owned a pharmacy. But I'm just saying, the three of us can relate. Yes. Katie, Squid, and myself.
I get it.
Being poor, so cool.
It's the worst. It's the worst feeling ever.
You can be a homesteader if you'd like to save money.
I might.
You
might. Yeah.
You can compost. I've tried composting. The problem is, and I have a compost thing that sits on my kitchen counter, mm-hmm. but the thing is, you got to empty it, and I don't have a place to put it.
So, I don't even know what that does.
Like, my husband dug a hole in our backyard, and then because if you don't, it can attract animals. So you have to put it down into this. Anyway, it's a thing. So you can compost if you want to be a homesteader. Also, grow vegetables and herbs. I'm trying to do it, but slime mold's taking over.
That was wild.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a loaf of bread was in your... If you want to see the photos, they're bizarre. They're on our social media.
And slime mold, apparently, there's no... it just grows where sometimes like there's mulch and stuff and there is some mulch in the soil. And so it just, I don't know. It's not a plant. It's not an animal. It's an amoeba.
Ugh. I think it has to do with where the sun's hitting at what time with the moisture and all that. If I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. Ben picked it up. He put on gloves and and got rid of it for me.
Just use a shovel. My
gross. You can practice canning. Yep. I have... growing up, I grew up in Pennsylvania amongst the Amish, so that's why I feel like I'm part homesteader. But it is a process, and it is a long process, and it can be expensive to get started. But then once you start to can, then and you grow your own vegetables, very
efficient.
You
got to be organized and like, you know, the expiration dates. You got to guesstimate if you do like old school, like mason jar canning.
Yes.
Like, if you do
how
it like,
long does vegetables last in a mason jar like that?
Years.
I have no idea. I've never done it.
Years.
We do this the canning like in a like a cannery with like wheat and different things. Those last for 25 to 30 years.
Oh.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But growing up, we did corn, peaches, tomatoes, and I guess that was it. Corn, peaches, and tomatoes. And you have to... you know, prepare the corn. You have to get it off of the cob. You have to shuck it, obviously, and then get it off the cob and then cook it, however you want to do it. The tomatoes, you have to stew for a while.
Wow,
I mean, it's a process.
It is a process.
But then once you get good at it, and then you also, because this was this happened to my family one time, if you don't properly seal it, everything's a waste.
That's the problem, too. Mm-hmm. And how do you know that you did the sealing exactly right where when you go to open it, you're not, like,
once
eating
bacteria? Yeah, once you know, you know.
Or you could just stock up on the 50-cent deals at the grocery store on the canned goods, and that would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
You could.
And they have the things now. You get a year's supply of food, and they'll last 30 years.
Those are mostly the
dry goods for the most part.
But you can do the cans thing. I mean, cans, it says there's an expiration date, but I think it's like best when.
Right,
like, there's a difference between best when and used by. Like, used by means it's going bad. Best when, if you go after it, the taste isn't as good.
Yeah, I don't live by that rule at all, and my husband is disgusted by me.
And you had food poisoning 5 times.
But not from a can.
Oh, yeah, good. That's good to know.
Never from a can. Also, if you want to be a homesteader, you can support local farmers and businesses by going to farmers markets, obviously. And then you can learn to sew to make your own clothes, which I did in Boone a lot.
Really?
Did you really?
When I was, yes, because I'm making my hippie pants.
You
making my patchwork hippie pants and my shirts and stuff.
No, thank you.
I don't do it anymore.
No.
Obviously.
All right, very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us qualify for being homesteaders.